Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, listeners. Today is April 24th, 2021. Happy Earth Day month. And I just want to let you know this is Linda C. Redmond, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio and /eco-peace. You can catch some of my previous shows. After each show, it automatically comes up to the previous show. I feel like my audience might be children of the 60s, around that era. So anyway, what's on my mind right now is that I recently produced about an 8-page paper called Adding God to Discussions of Economics. And if you're interested in reading that, getting that, I can post it on my shop. It's a Etsy.com, Etsy.com/shop/eco, E-C-O, peace, P-E-A-C-E, productions. And that's a place you can give me comments, too, and say hi, so I know who's listening. Anyway, the general concept is we talk about capitalism and socialism, and we've got out of the discussion, and I just have some points that relate to putting God back in. And one reason we leave God out is we think that, like, because of freedom of religion in the First Amendment, we shouldn't be talking about God in public forums. You know, so this includes a lot of college campuses. Okay, just a lot of forums. Okay, so I want people to consider that the founders, when we look at who signed, who put their lives on the line with their signature on the Declaration of Independence, they had God in the picture. They thought, with God on their side, on our side, for this nation, we could more likely than not have victory and independence from Great Britain and the kind of church that was running Great Britain. And that same church was being called the Episcopal Church, the Church of England. The Episcopal Church was running some of the states, like Virginia. So it's possible, state by state and federally, we could, if we wanted to, if we saw that it made sense, we could put, think of the Declaration of Independence as a primary preamble to the Constitution. Each state has their own constitution and own version of kind of their mission statement with their preamble. And in Washington State, we do have something that mentions the supreme ruler of the universe. But it, you know, at least it would be good if state by state we could thank the people who prayed to the God in the Bible. You know, thank the people who prayed and thank possibly God for helping out, for possibly helping with that victory. Just start with being thanks for the possibility of that help. So that can be one step towards bringing God back in the picture. So, like, when we think of economics, we think, okay, capitalism, we're seeing a lot of greed involved in that system. Well, I'm trying to say that what happened is when we start taking God out of the picture of when people run for office, they can say whether or not they're aligned with God. People can look seriously at the stories in the Bible. Look at RonWyatt.com YouTube videos. Look at the one on Sodom and Gomorrah, where he found many archaeological sites from the Old Testament. He found great, amazing archaeological things. So Yeah, so when we take God out of the picture, we end up putting like capitalism, or could be socialism, but up as kind of a, I believe, a false idol, like an idol, like that's all we are thinking, have in the past been thinking about. Now it appears we're trying to think of just survival on our planet, going green, but we're still leaving God out of the picture. And why it's helpful in economic discussions is because we see these stories in the Bible. Abraham was one, Joseph was another one, maybe Gideon, you can say, David, where people who are low or may not have the strongest status in their area or whatever, they're brought up high. Like David was the youngest of a lot of brothers, and then he was chosen by God to be king. So anyway, so it helps people who don't have much resources to have hope that they can, you know, rise above their situation. So then socialism, it ends up caring for everybody, but if you still don't have God in the picture, the key thing about that is that you don't have your leader, really. You, like, because if you read the Bible through and you see that it's progressive teachings and what Jesus said is more for our time than the Old Testament, but there's commonalities of don't use God's name in vain, don't lie, you know, truthfulness is important, caring for the poor is important, that's all through there. So why to put God in the picture is so that we stay conscious of what leader we're really following. So it's, you know, an individual choice, but it does say in the Bible around Jeremiah 29 that God, that's Father God, I think we can say a self-existent one. That's a title we can use. If we're following those who decide to elect leaders that want to try to discern and follow what they believe self-existent one would want us to do, this can relate to if we do get a visitation by advanced otherworld beings, we could get an unexpected visitation of a alien race that is mortal and that wants to eradicate a lot of humans. So this would be a reason why we might not want complete gun control laws. We might actually want to have the ability in each neighborhood to protect ourselves. So anyway, few more topics before this is over. I only have a few more minutes. The next topic relates to this past Easter, which I like to call Victory Resurrection Day. The listener of God heard from Jesus on that day, the morning as he was waking up. And then I do want to talk about a little about Earth Day. Okay, so for Victory Resurrection Day, the man of God heard Jesus talk to him, which he would normally hear from self-existent one, who he calls God. But he heard, this listener of God heard Jesus on Resurrection Day as he was waking up, saying he didn't want anyone to die for him. And then the listener also had blood in his ear, which scared him, and he did go to the ER to get it checked out, and they didn't find anything. They said it must have been a scratch. So that was an interesting phenomenon that happened. But it, you know, makes us wonder, wait, it kind of is, I thought it said in the Bible, you know, like we're ready to sacrifice for Jesus. Well, there are a few different phrases, and one of them is John 14, where Jesus is telling his disciples that he will be going away, and that if they need anything, to ask God in the name of Jesus, you know, and that's where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. So a lot of people think that means only through Jesus do you get to God. And the listener, man of God, understands that that is sort of open to interpretation. He understands it could mean just that the way of Jesus, if you are performing the way of Jesus, which would be caring for the poor, helping them out, helping heal them, telling the truth, that sort of thing, that's the way to get to the Father. But people are taking it literally that only through Jesus do they get the name of Jesus, worshiping Jesus. Okay, so this is where also the whole concept that Jesus can't, I understand through the man of God who hears separately from Jesus, and separately he hears most of the time from self-existent one, but on occasion from Jesus, that these are two separate beings. And the man of God understands that he thinks Jesus is more like a regional leader, especially for humans, and that self-existent one he even saw a pattern, an utterance that the creator of the universe, creator of a pattern, and it was a rectangular or cubical design with balls at the corners was what he saw in his mind's eye of the form, the utterance. Logos in Greek means design. Okay, so I have only a little time left, and I wanted to mention this Earth Day message was that we really need to move from being a consumer society to a sustainable society. So thanks for tuning in, and okay, bye now.